trying to put this thing together a little bit from where I can remember things. And Dad died when I was about a year old. It was pretty hard on my whole family, including my, especially my mother and my granddad. And I don't remember this, but my grandmother, my mother told me, her dad just slapped her very hard in the back and told her, "Sis, remember what you're made of." And I've always thought of that. He was a pretty hard taskmaster with some of the things he had, but he was very wise in what he was saying. I remember something about an organ. Organ music used to scare the daylights out of me, and I didn't know why for the longest time. Probably all the way up into high school. And yet, it came to me that it was at funerals. Funerals played organ music. And I suspect that that's where that came from. But I don't remember much about Dad at all. I remember growing up in Laclede Avenue in Youngstown and being there anyhow with my, what we call him, Uncle Lester. And I think it was Anna Barnes. It was a Barnes that was living there with him. And Anna Barnes was my dad's mother. At any rate, I was on the farm a lot between, let's say, my grandfather Hendrix and my grandfather Potter farms, mostly my grandfather's Potter farms. And I was always into things. And I'd get tools out and I'd paint pigs and I would do all kinds of strange things. And I don't know, throw hay down to the horses when I wasn't supposed to, and climb up into hay mows and stuff like that when I wasn't allowed. It was one of those times I really didn't know what it was like to not have a dad, but I did know what it was like to have a granddad, and so maybe that was the substitute there. So growing up years were sort of filled with mischief. And Uncle Bill was always there, or Bill, Brother Bill was up, always there trying to guide me. And gee, I remember getting so mad at people, I threw a brick through the big picture window in the place we were staying. Why? I don't know. I guess people cleaned up after me as I made a mess of things. Let's see. I guess I've sort of developed a knack of trying to piece things together, essentially because I thought I could do it. And I remember trying to build a bridge across the stream that ran through my Uncle Harry's farm, drainage ditch. And I had a couple of stakes and stuff like that and boards, and I figured, well, you know, that'll hold a tractor. It wouldn't hold anything, but anyhow, they eventually made me tear it out so they could do that. And my Uncle Howard, my dad's brother, or my granddad's brother, he owned a Potter and Lumber and Supply Company there in Worthington. And he liked to go fishing, so I'd go fishing with him. And like the lake that they dug out for the railroad tracks, and we'd catch bass and sunfish, and I'd throw them into a bucket and take them and dump them into our pond. And eventually we got a lot of fish in our pond. But those kind of things were activities after work was done. So, always, like I say, always on the farm, there's always something to do. I don't know if I'm answering your questions or not, John and Rick, but high school days, I remember a lot of at that time it was a couple bullies in the schoolyard, and I didn't like what one of them was doing. And so he sort of started a fight, and it's time to go to class, but I stayed there and wrestled with him until he finally gave up. And we walked back in the classroom, and everybody wanted to know who won the fight. I just told him, I said, well, yeah, I did. And Roger Hopper was his name, and Roger and I became good friends after that. And he had a sister, too, I remember that. She was overjoyed that I'd pinned him to the ground. But he and I became good friends. That was in grade school. In junior high, I had a few instructors who were really believed in me. I don't know why. Maybe because my dad was a teacher and my mother was a teacher too, but I don't know. And Alden, I even had people in college that were that way. They had faith in me. Frenchie Reed and John Alden and Doc Alden. And I remember one of the guys in high school, I used to carry this jet engine book around with me, thinking maybe I could absorb this information just by carrying it around. But at any rate, I told him, I said, mother was there, and I said, well, you know, I want to know if I can't, this was junior high, if I can't hack the math, I'm not going to be able to do that. He looked at me, and he looked at mother, and he said, who told you you couldn't hack the math? And I said, well, I don't know. I said, I can't understand these equations. And he looked at him, and he says, well, he said, they're integrals. I said, what's an integral? He says, well, something like a sum things up. And he says, you won't learn this for a long time yet. And I was still dabbling around with algebra and geometry and trigonometry at that time. And eventually, why I got to high school, and there was too young to play, or too small to play sports on the sports teams, and they didn't want me around in football, and so I had to join a band in order to go to the football games. But and I had became this president of the what they call the High Y, and it was a YMCA organization, Christian YMCA organization, and somebody taught me how to keep books. The guy, expenditures and things like that, which was an interesting experience. And, well, finally I graduated. I never knew too much about my dad, except what my mother told me. I really wasn't very appreciative of the people that mentored me. But I sure am now. Without their mentoring, I would certainly not be here. Certainly not be where I am. And without the people helping me along the way, that really still believe in me, I'd be nothing. Nothing at all. And there's still some people who believe in me. Most don't, but some do.